This is Dairy Radio Now with Bill Baker.
It's time for our Feed Forum Friday with Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois. Hello, Mike.
Well, welcome to today's Feed Forum, and our topic will be looking at precision feeding early lactation. And this was studied by Professor Galian from France at the INRA Institution and was published in the September 2024 Journal of Dairy Science. What they did is they tried to individualize feeding strategies for cows on a weekly basis, and the concept was to try to more precisely meet the cow's need based on the changes in the cow's production and environment. So the focus was to change the amount of supplemental concentrate based on milk yield and calculated energy balance while monitoring metabolic disorders. In France, there was 40 multi-pairs, which means second and greater lactation Holstein cows in early lactation, and they're averaging 67 pounds of milk, followed for 16 weeks. In the first 8 days, they had a common diet, and then they paired the cows in what they called a standard feeding program, which meant they had the same TMR, which did not change during the 16 weeks, and then the precision feeding program, in which they would weekly adjust the amount of concentrate based on changes in body condition, milk yield, and changes in metabolic parameters such as glucose, NEFAs, and beta-hydroxybutyric acid. Results are interesting. If you look at just between the standard and the precision feeding, there was no significant change in milk yield or in body weight changes here, but there were numerical differences as well, but they were not statistical. The French group then decided they would then split these cows into two metabolic clusters. Those that had what they called balanced clusters, which had higher milk yields, higher feed intakes, and tended to lose a little bit more body weight. And then they went with what they call the unbalanced cluster, which, of course, would be just the reciprocal of that. Those were more marginal cows at this point. And using those parameters, such as milk yield and body weight changes, they had a 70% accuracy in each group. And, of course, they saw some variation in the 16-week area. Of the animals in the imbalanced group, four cows shifted from the cluster into the unbalanced group here. When they start putting metabolic disorders in addition to body weight and milk yield, they actually increased 90%. Precision feeding did save on feed, saving about 2.3 to 3 pounds of concentrate per day with a slight increase of about 1 pound of milk. These were not statistically different, however. If they grouped cows on metabolic status, that was accurate in the first week at this point, and then by adding the blood parameters in, they increased accuracy from 70 to 90%. So in summary, we know there's going to be some genetic variation in cows. Number two, one of the study comments was it would be nice to run for the entire lactation. It was only over the first 16 weeks, the first 100 days in milk in these cows, and see if there'd be some carryover effect on milk production in later lactation. Well, that completes the program for today. Thanks. Have a great day.
Thank you, Mike. That's Dr. Mike Hutchins, Professor Emeritus from the University of Illinois, featured every Friday here on our Feed Forum Friday on Dairy Radio Now.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
This is Dairy Radio Now.
What kind of market demand will farmers encounter this season? Well, coming out later today, a big USDA supply demand forecast as we hear from USDA Radio's Gary Crawford.
The USDA is releasing a slew of crop forecasts, including one for the corn and soybean crop.
Really not expecting any big changes. That crop seems to be pretty well set at this point.
But the market demand for that crop, that's not set at all yet. USDA Outlook Chairman Mark Chekanowski says his group is gathering clues on that.
Watching export sales data for these commodities, seen some quite a bit of strength, especially for corn lately. And also, we've seen a little bit of an increase over time in sales of U.S. soybeans to China, which got off to a very slow start and are starting to pick up.
So USDA is going to be forecasting not only crop supplies here and around the world, but also U.S. exports and even season average prices for the major commodities. Gary Crawford reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.